Okay, so pre-workshop questions. Kira, would you like to start?
Okay, so we just wanted to know what all you guys feel is involved with studying philosophy. How do you feel about philosophy? Like what involves the doing of philosophy, thinking about it?
A lot of reading articles.
Yeah. And like reflecting.
Yeah, like trying to think of questions and actually trying to get your head around the issues and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to avoid like the easy answers, the easy definitions.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I think it's kind of considering a lot of these, because I think a lot of the arguments have already been sort of made on topics, and it's sort of considering them and figuring out where you sort of fit on the spectrum, kind of thing.
Not to restrict yourself to one answer. When you get the answer, keep questioning and keep going, trying to find something new.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be more about understanding than just learning facts. Like, some subjects might just be learning facts, whereas that's not good enough in philosophy. You need to properly understand the arguments.
Anything else?
I think you need to actually try and like take the arguments and apply them to other situations.
Yeah.
Like a lot of philosophers will use certain examples. You have to try and take it out of their context and see if it works kind of in everyday life and as well as extraordinary situations.
Yeah.
Got to be quite creative in the examples you use and kind of testing, especially with freedom, kind of in which sense will you be free? In situation X are you, or in situation where you've got to be really quite creative, you've got to think a bit outside the box.
Cool.
Yeah. I know, I found that last year in Ideas Freedom as well. You have to think of the most obscure example situation.
Counter examples as well, obviously.
Yeah. But it's interesting you were like, just not sitting on the fence.
Yeah.
You feel like philosophy sort of like encourages you to take a position.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Does everyone find that?
I find in certain topics, but I find that my general intuition is like, yeah, I believe this, and then I'll read it and go, what? Why do I believe that? I believe this now.
Yeah,
you end up in a state of, I have no idea, but it's very interesting.
You can take a position, but you're always going to keep questioning it.
Yeah, I definitely found that particularly with issues. Module last term, we'd start a topic and I'd think, this is what I believe, and then I'd be given like a counter argument, and I'd be like, actually, I'm not so sure anymore.
How do you find it in logic?
I find it too bad.
Ideas is a major step change from the rest of politics for me, because
because
there's more kind of right answers in politics. You can, although it's shades of grey, you can kind of come down a bit more easily on one side of the fence. We don't spend so much time questioning what a term means. So when you come into Ideas of Freedom, especially in the first couple of lectures, you sit there and you think, especially studying politics, you know what freedom should be. You sit there and go, oh, hold on a minute, maybe not.
It's probably good for you.
Yeah.
That's true, actually.
I think it's good because I think philosophy kind of challenges a lot of the assumptions that you'd sort of just hold without considering them in everyday life. I think that's
definitely,
it's a good thing to do.
I think that's why a lot of people dislike philosophy.
Yeah.
Because people might be like, right, so how do we solve this problem? And we'll just go, well, what really is that problem?
That's so true.
Cool, well, that's brilliant. Have your feelings about what it is to do philosophy, have they changed since you started the course? I mean, do you have a better idea? Do you feel you have a better or a different idea about what doing philosophy means than you did before you came to university?
I think I definitely have, largely because I'd never studied philosophy before.
Yeah.
The only really experience I'd had is epistemology, because I did IB, so you do theory of knowledge, which is sort of kind of similar to epistemology, but other than that, I didn't have any experience of it, so I've got a much more sort of broader view now, I think, since I've started.
It surprised me how different and strongly people hold the opinions. I think, you know, philosophy is kind of a vague subject matter, but how kind of violently and forcefully people argue completely opposite viewpoints, and you realise that actually there's no good or bad argument for either of them. I think it surprised me. Yeah. Also how many viewpoints there are. Like, I mean, you think, well, there's different concepts of freedom, but you don't think there's actually an infinite number of concepts that don't apply in a lot of situations and things.
Yeah.
I think I didn't really know what to expect coming into it, because initially I presumed my outside option module would be a history one. Came to Warwick, didn't like the looks of the history ones, and I saw the ideas of freedom one. I thought, well, that could be a useful kind of crossover with the politics. But I didn't really know what to expect going into it. But what I have seen is that it's much deeper. The level of understanding, the level of reading required is so much deeper than any of my other modules and anything that I expected for it.
And do you enjoy that?
To an extent.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that it runs logistically a bit different to my other modules in the sense that we'd have a lecture and then read, whereas for ideas she wants the reading done before the lecture, and it's this 2-hour lecture seminar in one, and it's a bit of a step change.
Yeah, we found that as well actually. You don't get a seminar for it, which maybe they will change that in future, I don't know, because I think I think seminars are so useful.
Yeah. It seems like every year, I can't imagine how every year people don't suggest seminars, so I don't understand why.
I know,
this is integrated though, isn't it? Like, you're encouraged, we certainly were encouraged to ask questions, to participate, giving examples, to question the interpretation of others with regards to freedom. I mean, so it's the seminar is meant to be integrated into the lecture experience.
I think that's the idea, but I'm not sure how successful it is.
Mm. Suppose seminars, that's interesting. So seminars only as successful as a group is.
Yeah.
And if, especially with some of this stuff, it's quite conceptually difficult. If you're in a group where not a lot of people are talking or wrapping their heads around it, you might not advance as much as if you were in a better group and more talkative people. So I suppose a large environment should mean that at least 2 or 3 people should have opinions on it.
That's why our issues and philosophy group was brilliant.
Yeah, we had a really good seminar, didn't we, last year?
Never sure.
For issues.
Really?
Yeah, it was really, really good. Everyone sort of bounced off each other and picked each other apart, whatever we said. It was really good.
There's nothing worse than a dead seminar group. You're sitting there going, oh.
Yeah, but it's awful, isn't it?
All my seminars are dead seminar groups. Which I find quite...
Oh, Ali, you're into one of mine.
No. But when you hear what some of the things that other people have, and you're
Yeah. We had some quite entertaining ones last year. You in that one with Francis. Sorry, totally not relevant at all. But anyway, this boy put all his clothes in a washing machine, came
out. Oh my god, that was hilarious. That was in Problems in Philosophy.
And so he came, so he was telling us this story and he was like, and I have no clothes now, I have no clothes. And we were like, what the hell? So then a few days later we're asking him, did you find your clothes? He's like, yeah, they're in a washing machine next to it. It's like, or you've just looked in the wrong washing machine originally.
Now, only philosopher believes that the clothes moved itself to the washing machine.
Yeah.
Perception was deceived.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Maybe he was dreaming or hallucinating, or maybe it was a malicious demon. So that's great. Shall we move on to the third?
Sorry, yeah. Okay, so a bit more specifically. So you all study ideas of freedom, and do you think, we've covered this a bit anyway, but do you think it's provided you with any new insights into what freedom actually means?
I think it definitely has for me, because before I wasn't really that interested in the political side of it. I kept it more pure philosophy, and it's given me more of a balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. When I did a philosophy AS at the time of my O3-2s, and when they gave us the politics thing, I already knew I only had to answer 2 questions on the module, so as soon as they gave me the politics, I went, I'm going to read that. Just put it down, didn't do anything to do with it at all.
Yeah.
But actually being forced to go through with it and do it, it's actually more interesting than you first expect, and it's a lot more dynamic.
So much more than what I expected as well. Mm. Politics students tend to take freedom as a given short definition. Though, quite frankly, when we turned up and they were like, so what is freedom? You sit and go, oh, maybe I don't know. But then you see all these kind of definitions coming out. So you think, well, I never thought of it like this. And it kind of influences, it's very, very useful for the other modules I take as well. Because it's looking at it in a completely different angle.
Yeah, everything, particularly for you, it would...
Are you just straight politics or PPE?
I'm politics, but I am moving on to politics and international studies. It's like one module difference in the second year.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I found it, just kind of on a personal level, it's like made me realise why, because again, I've done it from, like, you know, thinking about the political side and, like, where our rights are infringed and where they should be infringed. It's actually made a lot of sense in the real world as to why there are these discrepancies about what laws should be, because you kind of think, well, yeah, it impinges our freedom, and they think, well, actually, there's lots of different kinds of freedom, and that's why there's political disagreements.
That's great. What do you understand by open space learning, which is obviously the related to the workshop that you're going to be participating in? I think, is it Monday week 7?
Yeah. So this, I know they haven't told you a massive amount about it. Yeah.
But do you have any ideas of what it might entail?
Because it just means, like, out of a classroom situation, out of a lecturing situation,
yeah.
Possibly, and I know it's the case with this one, but, you know, someone who's not a lecturer or speaking to people from other departments or whatever, that sort of thing.
Hmm.
That's a really good idea.
I'm probably cheating a bit because I did the Google workshop.
Oh, yeah.
No, but please, like, that's not cheating at all. Like, yeah. What can you bring to the
I guess it's sort of a bit more hands-on learning and sort of encouraging you to perform the concepts or the ideas that you're learning about in order to try and understand them a bit more, with sort of a wider variety of learning techniques as well. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm genuinely not sure what to expect from this one. I'm aware it's clearly not going to be in, like, a classroom environment, but as to what kind of format it takes, I don't know.
Yeah. Cool.